Good morning. This is Bob Gabriel speaking to you live from the Chicago MTC studio. Just to let everybody know that's watching this production live, you have the ability to ask questions while I go through this presentation about mobile productivity with the new office. So just once again, any questions that you might have, just let them come to us and we will answer them as they come in. Thank you very much. So let me begin today by taking a look at the ever-changing world that we work in and also live in. If you take a look at the slide in front of you, you'll see that the first piece of data that I have is basically looking at how we communicate with one another. In the past, and I'll kind of show my age, I worked in a cubicle, and in that cubicle, I had a desktop computer with a monitor. And that's where everything came in. My email came in, and actually, I started before the internet was here, so there was no internet. So again, I've seen the transition over time. Today, 50% of all emails come to us, not on those old legacy desktop computers, but on mobile devices. 50% on mobile devices, which would include cell phones and also tablet computers. So during today's presentation, I'll be doing quite a few demonstrations, and those demonstrations will be occurring on three different devices. I'll be using the Microsoft Surface device, and then I'll also be using the iOS phone and also the iPad. Just to show you that the Office products that we now have work on all of these mobile devices. Again, we are mobile, and so Microsoft has gone into a mobile mindset. The other piece of information that you see in the center of the slide talks a little bit about the workplace today. 60% of the desks in the average workplace are vacant day to day. That is true here at Microsoft as well. So I don't really have a permanent desk here at Microsoft. I have a hoteling desk. And so when I do come into the office, I use that desk. But on those days that I do not come in, other people are using that same desk. 6 times the amount of co-working space is available today than it was in the past. So this is a large transition, and again, speaking to the need for mobile productivity. Another thing that we'll be looking at today is the ever-increasing rate of data being accumulated by corporations and individuals. If you look at that last piece of information, 90% of all data that exists today was produced in the last 2 years. I mean, that's an almost unfathomable piece of information. I mean, all of the information that we have in existence, 90% of it was done in the last 2 years. And again, this rate of change is not slowing down. So we'll be taking a look at an office product that will help you in the pursuit of mining through all of this data. We'll talk about it later on in the presentation. Now, there was a, and still is, he's still alive, a famous CEO named Jack Welch that had a statement that he made several years ago. If the rate of change on the outside exceeds the rate of change on the inside, the end is near. This is an important topic to look at, right? We have to make sure that we are changing as a corporation, as an individual, to make sure that we are in lockstep with what is occurring on the outside world. And again, this also speaks to the mobile productivity story that I'm going to be going through with you today. Now, I mentioned that I'm going to be using three different devices today to do my demonstrations. One will be a Microsoft Surface Windows device, and the other two will be iOS devices. One will be a phone and one will be a tablet. But just know that the mobile productivity story doesn't end there. It's also available on Android devices as well. Just for time, though, we can't look at every mobile device that is in existence, so we've chosen those three. So if we're talking productivity, most people are very comfortable if they've worked with the Microsoft product line for some time with Word, PowerPoint, and Excel. We'll be looking at those three, but I'm also going to be bringing in some other Office products as well. One of those Office products is known as Delve. And Delve was the office product that I was alluding to a little bit ago when I was talking about keeping track of all of the information that is exploding around us. So we have Word documents, we have Excel documents, we have PowerPoint documents, and potentially other documents as well that we might be storing in a cloud-based location. The Microsoft cloud-based location, which I will also be demonstrating, will be OneDrive for Business. So if we start storing our information inside of OneDrive for Business through these mobile tools that we'll be using, I will have the ability to have information that is critical to me made available to me without me actually having to search for it. This is being done by leveraging Azure Machine Learning and an algorithm called the Microsoft Graph or Office Graph inside of the Delve application. I think it will be truly remarkable when we get to Delve and I show you what Delve has as far as what it's capable of doing. Again, all of these mobile applications are optimized for touch and are in full fidelity with the desktop applications as well. So let me go into my first demonstration. I will log into my iPhone right here. And once I'm inside of my iPhone, I've grouped together all of the Office applications that I want to demonstrate right here. So we have PowerPoint, we have Excel, we have Word. Those are the three central core pieces of the productivity suite. We also have OneNote. I'll be demonstrating OneNote as well. OneNote is basically a binder digitally that I can keep track of all of the all of the data, all of the photos that are important to me. Kind of like a binder that you may take to a meeting today or a binder you may have used in the past going to school. Then we have the Delve application, as I mentioned, which will allow me to surface all of the information in the cloud that is important and relevant to me. And then finally, over to the far right side, I have my OneDrive for Business application. So let me start going through by opening up Word first. So I launch into Word on the iOS device, and you'll notice very much if you've used Word before on a stationary computer, I have all of these templates that I can choose from. So I'm going to choose Write a Journal, which is the second template down there. And it starts creating the Office document inside of my phone. Again, you're inside of a phone, but you might want to actually start editing this Word document. It's not just a consumption story here. We can actually start editing inside of this. So I'm going to type in press release. Like so. And again, I can continue down and I can start putting in a different header. I can start typing in. Again, it would be easier if I was on a larger format device. There's no denying that. But again, it does not prevent me from actually making some changes. Maybe somebody's going to send me an Office document inside of an email. I open it up from my email and I'm looking through it and reviewing it and I want to make a small editorial change. Again, that would be optimal from a phone or even a tablet device, as we'll talk about. Now, this particular document that I've been working on, I could save away. Again, autosave potentially can be turned on, and it is turned on right there. I just wanted to show everybody. I'm going to click on Done. If you take a look in the upper right-hand corner, you'll notice that there's a stick figure with a plus sign next to it. If I click on that, you'll notice that I can start inviting people to this Office document, and I could also send this Office document now as an attachment. All of that is possible from my phone. Again, it's a very collaborative environment here with the mobile story inside of these Office applications. I'll just click on Done there, and I'll click on Done as well here. Okay. Oops. Made one extra touch there. So let me move off of that and open up, say, an Excel file from the phone as well. Just one more Office application. And then I'll move on to the tablet. Again, on the tablet, the format is going to be a little bit larger, so I'm going to have more real estate to make changes. So I'll open up Excel. And again, with Excel as well, it isn't that I have to start with a blank sheet. I could actually open up one of the templates that is available to me. And then I can start modifying, just as I did with Word, the information that exists inside of that template. Same functionality. If you take a quick look in the upper right-hand corner, we again have the stick figure where I can start sending this information off as an attachment in an email, or potentially inviting people to co-collaborate, which will be a future demonstration that I'll do in this session, with other individuals, no matter where those individuals are. So I can be on my phone, and the other individual could be on their computer. I will be using the Surface device for that. And somebody on the phone device or the tablet device sends me a link to the document, and the document is being stored in OneDrive for Business. And then the two of us can start co-collaborating on that particular document, both of us basically being in the document at the same time. So I'm going to move over to the tablet and swipe and open it up. And you'll notice here I have the Word application, Excel, and PowerPoint. I'll open up Word. And you'll notice I already have that press release document open here. So again, the nice thing here is I do have a little bit more real estate. But if you look at what I can do basically the same thing that I was doing on the phone. So I'm looking at the ribbon up at the top. If I wanted to do some type of insertion into this document, I can move over to the Insert tab, and I have a variety of things that I might want to insert, maybe a table, maybe an additional picture. I've inserted one picture already there inside of the document. Once I touch that particular item in the document, I could cut, copy, and paste. I could easily delete it. I could easily replace that particular picture right there. All of it very touch-friendly. If I come over here to the upper right-hand corner, you'll notice I have the same stick figure with the plus sign to it, again, which would allow me to send this particular document to individuals that I'm working with. Okay. Let me put that aside and go back to the slide presentation. So some of the things that I alluded to a moment ago, we'll be taking a look at next. One of the powerful features that we now have inside of the Office applications is co-authoring. Again, in a mobile environment, many times you're no longer physically with the team. And you may have to work on a document together. In the past, many people, what they would do is actually create a document, save the document in some location, maybe a file share, maybe attach that document to an email, and then send the email to multiple individuals. Once that email was sent, you no longer had one version of the truth. You had your version, wherever you placed it, potentially on the file share, and then everybody you emailed that particular document to now has their own individual versions. So once people start making modifications, sometime in the future, you're going to have to merge together those four documents into one document. That makes it very problematic. What we now have the ability to do with the Office toolset is store the document in a centralized location, which will be OneDrive for Business, which is 1 terabyte of storage in the cloud. And then from a mobile device or from a traditional Office installed on a computer, send that to other people that you want to co-collaborate with. All of the parties simultaneously could go into that document and start editing that document together from that one centralized cloud location known as OneDrive for Business. Again, we would probably be on a Skype call, Skype for Business call, or maybe using our cell phones so that we could communicate with each other as we do the editing, but that's not a requirement. Again, this is going to allow you to take Office anywhere, as I just showed you on the two devices that I demonstrated, and it's going to give you the ability to quickly move forward with your ideas. So besides co-authoring, which I'll do a demonstration of, we also have, as I mentioned before, OneNote, which is part of Office. And again, this is like a digital notebook. And I'll do some demonstrations there from the iPhone, where I can quickly make myself maybe some voice notes. I might snap a picture of something that I want to review with my team in the future. And I can then embed that picture from my iPhone directly in my mobile version of OneNote. Very, very powerful. We could take videos as well. This is a blending of both software technology and also hardware technology. Many mobile devices can do far more than the traditional desktop computer of the past could do, right? Most desktop computers in the past did not have the availability of video or even a camera or even potentially voice dictation. All of that is possible now with our mobile devices, and the Office applications can take advantage of those hardware changes. So let me do a couple of demonstrations here once again. I'm going to go back to the iPhone. Go back to my Office applications. And I'll go first to OneDrive for Business, because I've already mentioned OneDrive for Business as a central storage location that is invaluable to a very mobile workforce. So let me open that up. And you'll notice inside of OneDrive for Business, I have a structure that should look very familiar to you. It's made up of files directly underneath the root, but it also has a folder structure as well. Some of the folders I've named, like Paul's demos. I also have a folder called Share with Everyone right there. The nice thing with the folder structure is you're able to control security of the content inside of these folders. And the reason we have a share with everybody is that particular folder, by default, is totally open. So anybody, potentially, can go into that particular folder. Other folders, by default, are locked down, and you're going to have to determine what level of security you want to set up on those particular folders. So again, just kind of scrolling through here, and you'll notice I have many, many documents sitting in here. Now, I may have worked on a document very recently, and rather than perusing through the file structure that could become quite large over time, remember, again, you have 1 terabyte of storage personally inside of OneDrive for Business. I can come over here to recent documents, and I can see all of the recent documents that I have been working on right here. I'm going to open up this particular document called the press release document, which I worked on today. And again, it tells me how large it is and that I worked on it today. I'll open it up. Again, it's that same document that I had opened earlier. You'll notice now down at the bottom, you have the skeleton and the plus sign next to it, which is indicative of I want to share this with somebody. So I'm going to select it, and you'll notice that currently Bob Gabriel can edit this particular document. If I click on the plus sign, I could also add on other individuals that I might want to share with. So let me type in one individual here, Karen B. at MTC-Shy, fictitious company that we have here, .com. Then I could determine what level of rights I want to give that particular person. Karen, I'm going to let the person edit the document. This is critical because if I wouldn't let Karen edit the document with me, then we would not be able to do co-authoring later on. And again, that's going to be one of the future demos here today that I'll be doing. Again, optionally, I could put some message in there telling Karen, hey, let's review this. Let's review. And then once all of that is done and all the comments are in there, I can simply add this, and you'll notice now I am sharing that particular press release. Again, everything is mobile today. Office now is mobile. And no matter where I am, and I can hear already that the email has come in on the other device. So let me move over to my Surface device, my Surface Pro device. Close down my slides momentarily. And then open up Outlook. And open up here the document that was sent my way. So I have the ability now to click on this link, which will now open up the document. Again, the document was not attached to the email. What happened was while I was inside of OneDrive for Business, we added somebody into the authoring ability of this particular document, and an email was sent behind the scenes to this particular person. So now I can click on the link. By default now, it's going to be opening up that particular document for me inside of Office Online. So you'll notice up here, I have Word Online inside of the browser. Now, if I wanted to edit the document using full-blown Word on the Surface device, I could do that as well. But to save time to load it quickly, by default, it opens it up in the Word Online application. So let me leave it in Word Online, but by default as well, it opens it up in read-only fashion, again, making it quicker to load the document. I'm going to go into edit mode. And now I am in edit mode, and it tells me now that Karen Berg is editing this document along with Bob Gabriel. So this is me, Bob Gabriel. I'm on my computer. Karen, from her cell phone, has sent me a link to the document, and it tells me that Karen is in the document with me. This is very important information. Again, we're probably going to be holding a voice conversation, but if multiple people end up in the same document, just looking up here in the upper right-hand corner tells me what people are in the document with me. So then I could come inside of here and I could start editing this particular document. Let me just maybe make a small change over here with the S backing through the S. So now it's the shore rather than the shores. And I'll have to go to the other device. Oops. And simply refresh it, and you'll notice the change that was made over on Bob's computer is now seen over here on Karen's phone. The S is gone, and it says shore. Again, Karen could start doing edits on her side. Again, this is an example of co-authoring. Again, it's not just two people, three people. It can go very, very high. I've seen upwards of 23 people editing the same Excel spreadsheet at the same time. Very, very powerful feature of Office in general. Again, this is not just on the mobile Office. This is Office on the traditional computer and also Office on the mobile devices now as well. Okay. So let me go back to my slide deck quickly. And launch back in. Now, besides co-authoring, and also the OneDrive for Business application, which is that 1 terabyte of storage that I mentioned. There was another Office application that I mentioned before is quite powerful, and that is Delve. Delve now has been out probably for a little bit over a year. And what happens in Delve is quite a bit. It truly is some remarkable technology. What Microsoft has done is it's leveraging Azure machine learning in our cloud along with an algorithm that has come out of Microsoft Research known as the Office Graph, which looks at signal information. Now, many people ask when I initially say signal information, what is signal information? Let me go to the next slide right here. What the algorithm knows, if you're storing your document inside of OneDrive for Business, and again, OneDrive for Business is used in conjunction with Office 365, is quite a bit. It knows your profile. It knows your colleagues, who your manager is. It knows what documents potentially have been presented to you and also who you have presented to. It knows what documents you have already viewed, potentially in OneDrive for Business or also other SharePoint locations. It knows who you are working with. It knows, again, what content has been shared by other people with you. So basically what it's doing is it's building up a profile of you, of what is important to you. Now, signals are things like this. If you click and open something, or inside of Office 365 do a search, if you modify and save something, if you elevate some permissions or share content with somebody, or follow some content, you can specify that you're interested in some content in Office 365 by indicating a follow. There are social gestures like liking and social comments that you may produce on items. All of that is known. Emails that you send to individuals, videos that potentially you might watch on the video portal in Office 365. Meetings that you have attended, things that you have ignored. Again, what you're looking at is important, but what you're ignoring is equally important. Potentially searches, as I said, that you've done, link conversations that you've done, and just recently we've opened up an API that allows you to integrate other partners and other external applications into the signaling process. So in the past, most of us probably have done a search before, maybe going to Bing and doing a search. And searching is invaluable, but searching also has issues. One of the issues with searching is you have to know what you're looking for. It seems like a small thing, but it really isn't. And many times the way you phrase things can be fairly ambiguous. For example, if you were doing a simple search on the word bat, B-A-T, there are a number of different things that could come back. There could be the animal that comes back. There could also be the baseball bat that comes back. But Delve potentially would know that you're interested only in the animal. And when Delve shows you content, it isn't going to be showing you content about the bat, because potentially you would have ignored that in the past. Now it's only going to show the information that is relevant to you and important to you, saving you a lot of time, because we have to go back to the number that I showed you on the first slide, and that is, in the last 2 years, 90% of all of the information in existence has been produced, and that trend is not going to stop. So again, in the past, we may have organized content on file shares, we may have made folders, we may have used some kind of searching appliance or searching tool. We're going to have to use far more sophisticated tools to find and sift through the information that's being produced today, because there's just so much information. And again, that is where Delve excels. And Delve is a part of the mobile office, as I showed you earlier. So let me show you Delve once again on my iPhone and do a demo here. I've been talking for a while, so I may have to quickly log in here. And let me close down the document. And let me just clean up a little bit. There we go. This is Delve. Now, this is the home page of Delve, and as I look through here, you'll notice that it's pushing documents to me. These documents could exist on a SharePoint site. inside of Office 365. These documents could exist, again, on my OneDrive and other people's OneDrive. Because, again, if somebody gives me permission by sharing a document, and that document through the signal information is viewed as important, it shows up potentially inside of the Delve application. Now, if I take a look at the very bottom of Delve, you'll notice besides the home screen, I can click on people. And if I click on people, these are the people that Karen on a regular basis works with. So Karen is a vice president, but Julian is also a vice president. He's the vice president of sales, and Karen's the vice president of marketing. Again, they're colleagues. If I click on Julian, you'll notice momentarily it's now showing me documents that Julian has produced, that Julian has given me permission to, and Delve perceives as potentially important to me, and it makes it easy for me to review and find that content without me doing a search and potentially not finding the relevant content through the search process. Across the top of Delve, besides works on, I could go works with. And if I take a look there, you'll notice these are all of the people that Julian works with. Again, Karen Berg, which is me in this particular demonstration, is one of the people that he works with. If I click on colleagues working on, these show me now all of the colleagues and all of the content they are currently working on inside of this one view on my mobile device. And then all I need to do, here's another press release, a Contoso M400 press release. If I select that particular document, it opens the document up once I click on open in the mobile format on this particular device. And now I have it inside of Word. There are two pages. I can see that by looking at the very top and saying this is one, I'm on the first page out of two pages. If I want to go into edit mode, up in the right-hand corner, all I need to do is click on the pencil. And now it's opening it up in edit mode. Oops, and sorry about that. That first document that I had open, I never closed before. Now, if I want to see potentially some documents that are my favorites, I can come here, and you'll notice that I did save away a favorite document in the past. The way to indicate that a document is one of your favorites is inside of Delve, there's a little star in the lower corner. All I have to do is click on that star, and it will go into this particular view right here. Again, with all of the information that is floating around you and your organization, Delve allows you to, again, delve in and find the information that is important to you and is one of the critical tools that Microsoft gives users of the mobile office. Now, this particular application, Delve, is also available to traditional users too if they're working on a computer. But again, in a mobile way, it's very, very advantageous to have all that information at your fingertips. Okay. Let me go back to my slide deck here. And let's talk just a little bit about security inside of Office. If you take a look at the slide here, you've probably experienced this, maybe not. I have in the last year, and that is I lost and left my cell phone in a cab here in Chicago. Not a good experience. You got a brand new cell phone. You may or may not have insurance. But more than replacing the device itself, if you're working in a corporate environment, you're concerned about the sensitive data that may exist on that particular device. Again, these mobile devices are being used as personal devices. They're also potentially being used as corporate devices. And you may have personal confidential information and also corporate confidential information on that device. And being able to securely wipe that information off of a lost device and potentially making sure that that device is encrypted, that it has a key code, or in this particular case, what I've been demonstrating today with my iOS device is I have the ability to put in a 6-digit key code, or I've also taught it my fingerprint. And if I click on the home button, it can log me in that way. But again, we need ways of securing the content because, again, these mobile devices are now many times holding very sensitive information. Now, we do have a product that in the future we may have a session on, very much like this session, but I just want to make everybody aware today that with Office 365, we have a suite of products which are referred to as the Enterprise Mobility Suite. And this Enterprise Mobility Suite allows us to do some very interesting things. One of the things that it allows us to do is actually rights management protect the Office documents and other documents that may exist on a mobile device. And if a device is lost, potentially what we can make sure of is even if somebody were to open up the phone, maybe they knew our key code, or maybe we didn't have a key code, which it would not be a good idea, but say we didn't have a key code, and they were going into that device and they opened up or tried to open up an Office document, the Office document would not open up. And the reason for that is it's been rights protected. And before the Office document would open up, there would be a security check to see who that particular person was. And if they did not know our credentials, they would not be able to open up that particular Office document. So again, something to think of. Another thing that we have available in the Enterprise Mobility Suite is the possibility of doing a remote wipe of the device. And again, getting down to the level where if it was a personal corporate device, potentially only removing the corporate data or potentially removing both the corporate and personal data. It all depends how the Enterprise Mobility Suite has been set up. Now, I do want to also mention as well that we do have a workshop that you can register for, a value discovery workshop with the short URL that you're seeing on this slide that will talk a little bit more about the modern capabilities and be able to maximize many of the things that I've been showing here today about mobility and productivity. And it would be aka.ms/VDW. So again, aka.ms/VDW. And for anybody that's interested in further information of the information that I've been going through with you today, I would highly recommend signing up for that particular workshop right there. Okay. So that's the end of my slides, and I'm just going to take a look at my producer here and see if potentially we have some questions that have come in while I've been going through the information. So again, I encourage everybody that's live with us right now. I know some of people will be looking at this later on non-live, but if there are questions, I have time now to field some of those questions that might be out there.
Bob, you probably need to repeat the question too in case my voice isn't coming over, but we have a question. Are the same applications available on Android devices?
Yes, the applications are available on Android devices. Because of some time limitations and the ability to get an Android device, I did not show the Android device and just chose the two iOS devices plus the Surface device.
Wonderful. We have a question on the real-time editing. Again, that works across all devices, even if you're mobile or on-prem around the editing?
Yes. Yeah, I do have to say things work a little bit different on the mobile version of Office versus the version of Office that you might have on a Surface or what you might have on a traditional computer with full-blown Office. And that is, if you have the mobile version of Office and you're doing co-authoring, what will happen is the entire paragraph gets locked if two people are simultaneously in the document. You will see an icon off to the left-hand side showing you that that particular paragraph is locked, and then the other person could go into a secondary or tertiary paragraph and start editing there, What you cannot do on the mobile side is be in the same paragraph as at the same time with the opposing parties. Now, that is not a limitation any longer in a full-blown office on a computer or office online. You can have multiple individuals within the same version of the document within the same paragraph. Again, if all of us are holding a voice communication call of some type while this is going on, it's probably not a large restriction, and probably in the future will be changed as well.
Bob, can you use Dropbox instead of OneDrive?
You can indeed, yes. I would say for those of you that have OneDrive for Business, you should probably look at that, but you can use Dropbox. Let me quickly do a demo of that. My producer is going to put me back up online, and let me log back into my iPhone. Oops. There we go. And let me open up Word one more time. And I'm going to click on Save. And let me make a brand new document. Make sure that's on. Let me click on open there. If you take a look at the screen that I have in front of you, you'll notice that I have the possibility of saving this in a multitude of different locations. Again, I had OneDrive configured, SharePoint sites. I could save it on the iPhone itself. That's why the Enterprise Mobility Suite. But if I click on add a place, you'll notice these are the places that I can add, and Dropbox. So was it Box, sorry, or... Oh, Box.
Dropbox.
Oh, Dropbox, yes. So Dropbox is listed there as one of the currently cloud service providers that I could store documents to. I could also put it on OneDrive Personal, and I often get maybe questions there, so maybe let me get ahead of that if there's a question related to that. There's a little bit of confusion between OneDrive and OneDrive for Business. OneDrive is personal storage. Again, in the cloud. And then OneDrive for Business is normally configured for an Office 365 subscription that a corporation is holding. And then corporate documents are normally put into OneDrive for Business. Again, the OneDrive app on the iOS device, from that one app, it allows you to choose where you want to store your files to, either in the personal OneDrive or in the corporate OneDrive for Business.
Bob, how fast does the data sync if I have a large file or a large amount of data?
That is a good question, and I don't think I can give you a specific answer, but I can give you this. We would have to know a little bit about the bandwidth that you have through your carrier. Again, it could be a little bit different over the phone versus the iPad device or the Surface device, and then the connectivity and the connection speed that you have over that wireless connection or hardwired connection if it would be a Surface Pro.
Okay, and Bob, we have a question. Can you bring the slide back up where you did the aka.ms?
Yes, yeah, definitely, yep.
And then just a quick remark about that would be great for the audience.
So again, this is a workshop, a value discovery workshop that we're offering from Microsoft. To schedule the workshop, all you need to go is to that URL on the bottom, the aka.ms.vdw, and it will talk about in more depth and walk you through some of the topic areas that we showed you today. Again, the mobile workforce, the mobile office environment.
Great. And then I had a question, Bob. How many people can be editing a document, a shared document, simultaneously?
Yes, that is a good question. Normally, what I say, we've done some testing, and the upper limit where you could do it is probably 99. The most I've ever seen in action is 23 inside of an Excel file. What is common with my colleagues is two or three of us at the same time working inside of one document. Again, the upper limit probably would get a little bit confusing if you had like 99 people inside of a Word document at the same time. It is possible, but it's probably more common to have a smaller group of people inside of that Word document. Excel documents, as long as you lock the header, can handle quite a few people. What we do in Excel is we lock at the cell level. So anybody going into the Excel document could have their own row and their own cell and start adding in their own information. If you don't lock the header, though, people start experiencing some very strange behavior where it will start going up and down the Excel rows as multiple people are editing inside of Excel. So definitely lock the header if you're doing that.
Okay, great. Bob, can I have multiple OneDrive for business accounts on the same device?
Yes, it would be possible to do that, to have multiple OneDrive for business. Maybe if you are a contractor, something like that. Here at Microsoft, I only have my Microsoft OneDrive location and then my personal OneDrive. So all my personal documents I store on my personal OneDrive, and then all of my corporate documents I store either on my OneDrive for business, or there are other sites within SharePoint Online that I work with colleagues on, and I will put my office documents into those locations as well. All of those locations are accessible by my mobile devices, be it my Surface Pro, be it a phone, or be it a tablet device.
And Bob, how much do the applications cost extra if you're running to view the applications on an iPhone or an Android device?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we do give the Office applications away free. But if you're using the Office applications in a business environment, there is a requirement that you have an Office 365 subscription to have full rights and full editing ability to those business documents. So you do have to have a subscription inside of Office 365, which is very beneficial too, because then you will have your corporate OneDrive for business. You will also have Delve, which I showed you, which will make all of the massive amount of content that large organizations are producing on a daily basis meaningful and organized to you. Hopefully, Delve was of some interest to the people viewing this presentation today.
Great. And I think that's all the questions we have. Will the webcast be posted, Bob?
It will indeed, yes. We will post the webcast on MTC Studio. And I knew for a fact that there would be some people watching this live, and then some of us will be watching maybe again, maybe telling some of your colleagues or other individuals looking at the MTC Studio site running into it later on. Thank you very much today for joining us, and hopefully joining us again in the future for more of these sessions. Thanks once again.